Hey everybody, it's Dee Dee Leprac. This is your show, Black Women with Other Brothers, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco district of the Tenderloin for Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. How are you guys doing? Thank you for listening to this show. If this is your first time, welcome. Subscribers, yay, you've got really good taste. I appreciate you. And this podcast is always under 10 minutes. So, it is still topsy-turvy now, isn't it? Are you on lockdown still in my state? Governor Gavin Newsom, who also used to be the mayor of my city, state of California, city of San Francisco, he has pushed back things, so a lot of things are locked down again. Topsy-turvy world, that's what I'm calling a topsy-turvy. If you hear a noise, it's a cat acting up. Oh, Stevie, please, thank you. Cats are like men. They want attention when you're not paying attention to them. Men are not like dogs. Men are like cats. Anyway, so I want to ask you, what about your lockdown and your quarantine posse? Have you cut some friends off? Did some people cut you off? Did you gain some new friends? Most people I have talked to have. A lot of people got their reality check about people. Some people have found out that people they thought were close to them were not. You really find out who your friends are when you're going through an emergency or you're going through a quarantine or you're losing your job or you're depressed that you can't leave the house or you've got some health issues. That's when you find out who's really in your corner. And the old saying is, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. So, if you've been indifferent to people, or if people have been indifferent to you, well, everybody's getting their reality check now, aren't we? Myself, I have gained new allies. I have culled the herd of a couple people. You know, people drop by the wayside. Now is not the time to try to cling on to people. When I say that, I mean, it's okay to take breaks from friendships, but sometimes you really have to cut people off if they have been unsupportive, etc. Or sometimes, you know, you're going to flake and not return a message for a couple weeks. I think it's okay to flake and then come back with a serious apology and do not flake again. But if somebody is, you know, hasn't gotten in contact with you during a 3-month time, like for instance here in San Francisco, we've been on this shelter in place lockdown over 100 days. 100 days is enough to pretty much give you a reality check about if somebody is in your corner or not. And I'm sure all you ladies and gentlemen listening, you're noticing what's going on. I have already made myself clear saying that I am in the middle. I'm politically independent. I am choosing not to claim Black Lives Matter. I read some of their philosophies. They had Marxist training. A lot of you know what that's about. If not, just look and see what they're doing. I've watched videos where Black Lives Matter is going to disrupt peaceful people being peaceful. I saw this video of people mixed. It was like a very diverse. It was like a groovy scene. People are chilling, having their dinner. And then here comes these Black Lives Matter protesters just wrecking havoc, causing mayhem just because they can. Now, like I said, it's beating a dead horse. It's bullying. And I'm too old to have anybody bully me. Like, a couple people tried to, like, contact me, guilt tripping me about Black Lives Matter. I'm like, honey, I'm too old for that. Nobody tells me what to do or who to claim or who to ride for, etc. You have to, like, put your foot down. And even if you are for Black Lives Matter, sometimes it's good just to keep your opinions to yourself, stay neutral, and stay out of it. This bears repeating. And, you know, I am really thinking about doing a Patreon. I haven't decided, and everything seems to be slow as molasses. If I'm going to truly open up the Black Women with Other Brothers on Twitter, Facebook. I mean, I'm pretty much done with Facebook. I mean, I'm on YouTube. I'm not into Instagram. I don't like Instagram. You have to, you know, use the social media that works for your personality. So far, what's working for me I chilled on Facebook, I think back in February. I took a break. I said I'll be back in April. I haven't been back. There's something about Facebook. You grow out of things. You grow out of mentors. You grow out of your clothes. You grow out of taste that you have for certain food. I've grown out of Facebook, and I now prefer Twitter. I do. I have a nice little tribe at the San Francisco Dam Twitter. Lots of lurkers. Good gosh. Whew. So, I am going to keep this podcast really tidy. I've made my point. I really do think I have made my point. Anything else is redundant. Like I have said, either in this podcast or other podcasts, the idea of podcasting going like an hour, 90 minutes, people just make their point and they get it, sound cutesy and ha 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 and all their little special jargon, but to each their own. So, you take care of yourself. I'll be back on Friday. This show comes to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday under 10 minutes from San Francisco, California. You take care of yourself, okay? And thank you for listening. Hey, I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. Everything's